Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Stephen Gately, a singer with the Irish vocal group Boyzone, who made headlines when he came out as gay a decade ago, has died of natural causes while on vacation in Spain, according to the group's website. He was 33 years old. Gately died on Saturday while visiting the island of Mallorca, according to the band's brief statement. The cause of death was not immediately clear. Gerald Keane, a Gately family friend in Ireland, said on Sunday the singer died of natural causes without identifying them. Keane said an autopsy was expected to be conducted in Spain on Tuesday. Gately's spouse, Andrew Coles, was with him in Mallorca, according to the band's statement. Spanish police said that they were called to a house on the western tip of the island on Saturday afternoon. The cause of death was unknown, and there were no signs of violence, a police spokesman said, on condition of anonymity in keeping with police rules. Boyzone members Ronan Keating, Keith Duffy, Mikey Graham, and Shane Lynch said that they were completely devastated by the loss of their groupmate. Sir Elton John issued a statement on Sunday that he and his partner David Furnish were stunned by the tragedy. Boyzone was one of the biggest acts to come out of Ireland in the 1990s. Former Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern said Gately's death was, quote, a huge tragedy to Irish entertainment, Irish music, and further afield as well, end quote. Boyzone was a UK hitmaker in the 1990s and announced a comeback tour at the end of last year. Gately also had released several solo singles and appeared in stage musicals. He had revealed his sexual orientation to a British newspaper in 1999. Boyzone sold millions of records and topped the British charts with 6 number one singles during the 1990s, including All That I Need and cover versions of the Bee Gees' Words, the Osmonds' Love Me For a Reason, and the Monkees' Daydream Believer. The group had been formed in 1993 by impresario Lewis Walsh, who had placed an ad in newspapers announcing auditions for Ireland's first boy band. Among the unsuccessful hopefuls had been actor Colin Farrell. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.